The leader of the Republican Party, President Bush, got elected to office by saying he was a uniter, not a divider. But according to Governor Doyle, Mark Green isn't following the president's example. Doyle says Green is especially painting a harsh picture of Milwaukee.
Congressman Green has gone around the state likening Milwaukee to a city that has been devastated by a hurricane. He's made some false claims about job loss in this community. I believe that this portrayal of Milwaukee as a city that's similar to one that's been struck by a hurricane disrespects the great work that so many in this room and in this community have done. And that kind of assertion can only damage what we are trying to accomplish in this state. I love Milwaukee.
Doyle says Milwaukee and the state have significant challenges, but says he shouldn't be lectured by a member of a deficit-spending Congress about fiscal problems. Green was not in the room when Doyle spoke, but when Green did take the podium, he did compare the economic situation in Milwaukee to a post-Katrina New Orleans.
The single most important step towards beginning to reverse the tide of what's happening in southeastern Wisconsin is to admit that we have a problem on our hands. Governor Doyle said we don't. I just disagree. Only three cities in America lost more jobs last year than Milwaukee. Two were hit by Katrina, and the third one was Detroit.
Green's fixes for Milwaukee include removing a cap on taxpayer-funded school vouchers, and he wants business-friendly changes to limit liability lawsuits. Green quoted a Wall Street Journal editorial that said Wisconsin has become Alabama North. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.